Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A half or so today, we're going to get into the whole birther issue. Is it a hoax to discredit real research and real exposés of Obama's activities, his lying on every front, or is it real? Then we've got, in the last hour coming up, we'll get into eugenics with Webster Tarpley, who's now scanned over the book written by the White House science czar calling for forced sterilization, drugging of the water supply, all children being taken at birth by the government and raised in government dormitories. These quotes are all in the book Eco-Science by John P. Holdren. That's coming up. But for stations that just joined us, major national controversy, ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, CNBC, Politico, Wall Street Journal. This is one of the biggest stories in the country right now. The videos had millions of views. The original versions had over 400,000 views and growing. Dems break for August recess looking like a bad trip. And it's saying angry protesters everywhere are besieging the Democrats. But then the Democrat spin machine goes into overdrive and says it's all staged. When Congressman Castle gets booed and heckled over Obama support, he says it's staged by the whole crowd, booing and yelling. We happen to have a We Are Changer. It's an Oath Keeper who's a fan, William, who shot the video. And he's sending us now the raw footage of that viral video that Drudge and others linked 2 weeks ago. And the Democrats said that was staged Republicans, though the congressman later had to admit that was actually his constituents locally, and they sent a letter out. Then with this situation with Congressman Lloyd Doggett, he's got an hour and a half meeting, only sent the Democrats. Rob Dew's wife, a Democrat, was sent the letter. Rob was going to go, but we forgot about it because he had to go to another shoot with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, this happened a few miles from my office. I'm in South Austin with this Lloyd Doggett situation. You know, I know Lloyd Doggett. I've been to Lloyd Doggett's house when I was a senior in high school with his nephew. I mean, the point is, I live here. My neighbor was at the grocery store and saw this and said it was spontaneous. This is where this happened, at a Randall's grocery store. One of my dad's employees I talked to was there at the event here in South Austin, said it was totally spontaneous. Local news that was first only reporting what Lloyd Doggett said, News Radio 590, has now had guests and witnesses that are registered Democrats on air who were there with the bill saying this does socialize, this does penalize people, this is a really, you know, stop lying. And Doggett told them they were idiots and said, I don't care if you're against it, I'm still going to pass it, which is one of his favorite statements. In fact, we have this on video because we were taping it live at the time during the cap and trade debates that last day a few weeks ago. He said, I don't care if my constituents are against this. This is good, and I'm going to vote for it. So that's one of his arrogant statements is, I don't care if I'm getting a bunch of calls against this. I'm doing it. Well, he said that, started trying to leave, and they stopped him. And you can see it on the video. That's why we've sent a message to the local guy who shot the video, who has the YouTube channel, asking him to come in studio, play the raw footage. So the media is saying this is staged when it's not. And they're saying it's only Democrats getting heckled. We're going to play you the video coming up in this hour of Senator Cornyn being booed and heckled, Governor Rick Perry being booed and heckled at Tea Party events they organized that they tried to hijack. See, they had some last year, and earlier this year got really popular. The Tea Party started in Austin with the Ron Paul and 9/11 Truth and We Are Change. That's on record. The first Tea Party was in Austin, going after the banks. The first before that was in Boston by We Are Change and 9/11 Truth 4 years ago, throwing the 9/11 Commission report in the harbor. So then the next generation started here. So understand, they're booing Republicans, they're booing Democrats, but the media wants to make it a partisan issue to keep us in the left-right paradigm instead of the people all waking up and taking these guys to justice. Because both parties are bought and paid for by foreign special interests. The public's looking past the puppets now for the first time to the actual controllers. Mike Rivero coming up with his...
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am 110% committed to feeding the social engineers, the collectivists, the big international banks that are financing governments to take over their populations and domesticate them and enslave them for the planned economy. Both parties, Republican and Democrat, are bought and paid for. Tory Labor in England, same thing in Europe. Now, there have been multiple parties in the past, but now there is only one party. It has two heads. Or it's like an eagle that has two wings, or a vulture. Now, I know, through a twist of fate, one of our listeners shot the video of Congressman Castle on the birther issue. Now, whether you believe that or not, the point is his constituents so mistrust Obama and the government as a manifestation of their distrust that they booed him off the stage and wouldn't shut up, mainly a bunch of retired people. Then Congressman Lloyd Doggett, in a mailer to only his constituents, because one of my employees' wives is a Democrat, he got one. It only came to Democrats. Totally spontaneous. My neighbor was there shopping and stopped and saw it. One of my dad's employees I talked to was there actually at the event because they've been a Democrat in the past, and they got the message. Okay? And now all these eyewitnesses are calling into talk radio and TV in Austin, Fox News and others, saying, how dare you, in News 8 Austin, the local Time Warner, we have local CNN here, I think only six cities have it, and saying, stop saying it was staged. We're all Democrats. And the people I've talked to are all Democrats that went there and were angry. My neighbor is apolitical as best I know, and they were just there shopping. But the issue is Doggett was trying to leave and told them, I don't care if you're against it, I'm voting for it. He does that on the floor all the time during cap and trade, I saw him. The reason I'm so excited is the whole left-right paradigm is collapsing. The 11% approval rating of Congress is showing. The 9% for Cheney. Obama's gone from 84 when he got elected to by the time he got in office, it was 68. And then now it's below 50, depending on the poll, 44 to 49 and plunging. He's lost 5 points of his core constituency. He had 51%. Depending on the poll, more than 5 points. But we've got to make sure it isn't all about Obama and just blaming him now and dumping all the sins on him. We had to politically expose Obama and wreck him so we couldn't bring in the cap and trade, the open borders, the anti-gun bills, new wars, the socialized health care. But now that he is politically grinding to a halt, we got to go, wait a minute, you're part of it too. And here's the key. We're going to show you these video clips. Everywhere across the country, Republicans get booed off stage by their people. Democrats are getting booed off stage by their people. It's their own constituents doing it. A Tea Party is mainly Libertarian Republican. It is. They're booing them off here in Tennessee, in Arizona, in New York, in Florida. I see these videos every day. We play them here all the time. So the media is desperate to say, A, it's staged and fake. That's Republicans and Libertarian operatives. And B, they're then saying that it's only partisan. He'll be with us for 20 minutes in the next hour. He joins us via video connection from Hawaii. He's Genesis talk show host, Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. We link to his stories routinely at Infowars.com. Mike, this is what you talk about every day. It's what I talk about. The establishment is setting up Northcom, the police state. The flu is a cover if they need it to lock down. The establishment realizes that they have lost all credibility. Now this cover-up of the fact that this is spontaneous booing everywhere, that cover-up is imploding. Mike, what do you say to all this?
Well, you know, this reminds me of way back when the Clintons were in office and they responded to all of their criticism by blaming it on the vast right-wing conspiracy. And this was a way of dismissing the protests without having to actually deal with the criticisms themselves. It was all part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. And we're seeing so much of the Obama administration replay the tactics and propaganda and spin from the Clinton administration. For example, the reliance on the Dow Jones as the public indicator of the state of the economy, when we all know that the Dow is really very disconnected from Main Street America right now. But all of this spontaneous booing that we're seeing all across the country, it's not just Democrats, there are Republicans up there, and Republican politicians are starting to feel the same thing. And this all ties in with this little program that we're trying to put together over here. And we haven't worked out all the details, but in a nutshell, what we're planning on doing is we're going to pay every American $4,500 to scrap their clunker federal government and replace it with something up to date and more cost efficient.
Mike, maybe I'm ignorant, but I mean, obviously you're exposing their stupid program and tying an end to them, you know. Absolutely.
Well,
we should scrap the bad government and trade it in. So, cash for bad governments or cash for tyrants? What do you call it?
Well, cash for clunker government is what we're working on right now.
It took me a minute to get it because I was too busy literally getting excited. Is the hair on the back of your neck standing up, though, to realize that? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not trying to look like Don King deliberately here. This is just sort of happening as time goes on. And it does, on a more serious note, I do get a strong sense of panic coming out of various personal agendas, private agendas. Certainly right now, looking at what's been going on in the media from, for example, this whole situation getting into the birth certificate, what's her name, Orly Tates going ballistic on MSNBC yesterday, and the new video that just surfaced in reaction to this corruption scandal going on in New Jersey where people are just screaming at the reporters to get away. And, you know, it just feels like the facade is slipping, the cracks are showing, and everybody in positions of power knows it and understands it. They're not sure what to do about it.
Let me go one further. I'm sure you saw the CNBC story. We'll put that up on screen for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast the radio here today, that Geithner is blowing up and screaming and cussing in meetings with the Federal Reserve Chairman and others and flipping out, panicking over the audit of the Fed. See, they've lost their facade. Toto pulled the curtain back. And there's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Even if they block this audit or the next, the momentum has shifted. And once the facade of the left-right paradigm even has a little hole in it, it's all over. I mean, they're going to stage nuke attacks. They're going to launch wars. They're going to release bioweapons. But in the end, everybody's going to know they did that too. I can tell you fundamentally in my gut, in my intellect, in my spirit, Mike Rivero, we're going to defeat the New World Order. The only problem we face is the fake churches telling folks it's the end of the world, it's a foregone conclusion, you got to go along with it, evil can't be beaten, you're supposed to basically, you know, suck its toes or something. If we get past that, we're going to win this thing with God's help.
Well, I think absolutely. You know, we used to have this saying around here, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And this whole issue of attempting to block an audit of the Federal Reserve, even if they succeed, the political and public damage from simply having done that is going to be very devastating to the people. Because remember, government very much is like a church. It relies on the faith and trust and belief of the masses to continue. When you have a population which openly distrust the government, as they do on the economy, on the swine flu vaccine, on all of this. This is a government that has lost the ability to function effectively, and it's just marking time looking for a place to collapse into.
Well, reading this article from the Wall Street Journal, there's another one from CNBC, the headline, today's outrage, Geithner goes ballistic. He's in a meeting with the private Fed chiefs and the Fed chairman Bernanke, which is just, of course, the holding company for stealing the $23.7 trillion in the last 10 months. And they're losing control. All their member banks are just stealing the money. They're not having any composure. Most of these elites, I'm tracking them, are leaving the country right now. They realize they have gang raped us so bad and screwed us over so bad that it's all going to collapse. That's why they're now kind of going, okay, everything's fine. The economy's fine. Before they were saying it was in trouble to scare us to go along with their theft. Now, because the Chinese stopped buying T-bills last week, they're now in panic mode. My God, I smell blood. I smell panic.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're going crazy. Geithner's screaming and yelling. He never does that. They're frothing, fighting with each other. It's coming out in the news. They're losing control.
Well, you know, there's an axiom about both show business and politics, which is never let the public see you sweat. When they get to that spot where they're losing it in public, you know things are really, really bad. I personally feel we're at the loot the nation stage in this country's history. They know they can't save it. They know they can't fix it. They're not even trying. It's basically grabbing the money, shoving it in their pocket, and skedaddling for the border. And this is why we're seeing all these arrests and all these reckless tax evasion things and using the names of prisoners and all the rest of this stuff going on. Everybody knows it's coming to an end. They're grabbing the silverware and heading for the fire exits.
Absolutely, which I'm saying this is positive. It's better than them getting their system through. But when it collapses, we want to ensure they don't build something worse on top of the ashes.
That's absolutely correct. What we, the American people, need to be doing right now, very seriously, is deciding what kind of a nation we're going to want in the next chapter of the history of the North American continent. There are going to be all kinds of carpetbaggers walking around here saying, I've got a ready-made solution, a brand new government, just plug it in and everything will be fine. And you know that they'll be plugging in something that will serve their interest and not that of the people. And you just know there's going to be people walking around saying, well, you know, you are all honor-bound to honor the debts of the previous government. No, we're not. It's all an onerous debt anyway. The whole point of having one government collapse and starting a new one is everybody gets a clean start. It's like the ancient Roman Jubilee. All debts are wiped out. Everybody gets to
start. But that's the crazy thing, Mike, is they set up NORTHCOM in the police state, and Thomas Barnett and others at the Pentagon admit that this whole thing is to extract the money from us, money we don't owe to these banks. They just made all these derivatives up. I mean, you know, they're... I don't think NORTHCOM is going to carry it out, no matter how many flus they stage, how many terror attacks they stage. I don't see this working. We got Rock Howard, the chairman of the Travis County Libertarian Party, coming up. Mike, stay there. We're going to talk to him briefly about this staged event. The media is saying it's staged, which it wasn't staged. They tried to blame the libertarians for it. Stay with us.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $953.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $980.75, $490.37 for the half ounce, or $245.18 for the quarter ounce. That's $980.75, $490.37, and $245.18.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Rivera will be with us some of the next hour. Coming up, I'm going to play the video clips of Senator Cornyn being booed off the stage, Rick Perry being booed. I could play clip after clip of Republicans being booed at tea parties because the people know they support open borders, socialized health care, all this control. So the media is lying and saying these booing events are staged, A. Then B, they're lying. and saying that it's partisan. It's across the board. Now, Austin Campaign for Liberty, local Ron Paul group, they did send a few people out there. But you watch the crowd of hundreds, and my neighbor was there. Almost all of them are chanting and booing and chasing him out. When he told the crowd, this is confirmed on local news, I don't care what you want, I'm going to pass the health care. And so Mike Rivero riding shotgun with us with a video connection on the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv. Rock Howard joining us for this segment and a little bit of the next. And those video clips are coming up. Rock Howard, chairman of the Travis Libertarian Party, it's great to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. I heard Saturday night you were being blamed by Lloyd Doggett, the Libertarians, of staging this. I heard you on News Radio 590 AM, one of our local affiliates, last night saying nobody called us. We didn't put an email out. So they're desperate to say that citizens don't spontaneously boo, and this has become a national story. Rock Howard, did the Libertarian Party stage this?
Alex, we did not. We did not discuss this event or urge our people to go. Of course, we always urge our members to be active politically and to voice their opinion. But no, this was not coordinated by us in any way.
Well, isn't that the other big issue? The media, I don't know if you've seen the same reports I've seen nationally and locally, they keep acting like it's dirty to shout and chant, just say no, as Doggett's leaving. I thought that's as American as baseball and apple pie.
Well, I tend to agree. I mean, if Doggett doesn't want to be a representative and listen to all the voices, then he can certainly resign.
Well,
that's what it means to be a representative, is to listen to all your constituents, and it sounds like he's having a tough time doing that.
Well, he only mailed this out to constituents because Rob Dew, my producer, his wife is a Democrat, registered Democrat, and they filled it out and said, we disagree with everything you're doing in the Fed, we don't want socialist health care, and mailed it in to him. I almost sent cameras but didn't have the crews because my two crews were in different parts of the country filming for a film we're making. Rock Howard, to you, what does this signify in America that Congressman Castle's booed off the stage, Senator Specter's booed off the stage? Republicans and Democrats, have you seen the video of Cornyn being booed off the stage at the Tea Party? I mean, this is bipartisan. They want to make it a partisan issue. Why? Are they trying to prop up the political facade?
Well, I can't speak to that, but I can say that, yes, I've seen the events with Cornyn. I had close friends and members of our party were at both the Cornyn event and this latest event with Doggett. And we don't see it as a partisan thing. We see it as the citizens trying to take action. And I think what I'm hoping that might be behind this, and people might get the idea, is, you know, maybe it's time in America, we did, like George Washington suggested, and just get away from political parties. Because it's not proving to be helpful for anything we need to accomplish.
Yeah, we need to get away from parties and get into issues. And until, you know, the first few presidents, it wasn't a party issue. And then it becomes this Coke versus Pepsi, Chevy versus Ford, instead of going, hey, the same guy owns both factories. Or it's like Don King boxing with these two parties. We need to get rid of Don King. Stop talking about Republican versus Democrat and talk about the manager of the fight.
And that, of course, is the exact reason that we released our statement, is the Libertarian Party is just simply not interested in getting into those Coke versus Pepsi-style arguments that have no substance and are all about labels. The other thing that you see, the undercurrent in the media that's very distressing, is this undercurrent that somehow all of these events are racist in nature, and that people are really upset because Obama happens to be black.
Oh.
I think that's very disparaging, and I see that undercurrent in the media all over the place. That seems to be the Democratic response to a lot of these events.
You know, that is such a big issue and so obvious that I psychologically have kind of ignored it because it's so asinine. I don't want to live under socialism. I don't want open borders. I don't want to turn my guns in. I don't want a cap and trade only on the U.S. that'll admittedly double our energy prices on electricity alone. And I've been on Democratic radio stations, and they go, are you a racist? And I'm going, what is this about? I don't want these policies. Rock Howard, do a few more minutes with us. I want Mike Rivero to pop in and comment on that. I don't think this is going to work, though. Shouting people down as racist if they don't want to turn their guns in. We'll be right back with Rock Howard, chairman of the Travis Libertarian Party, Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Rivero riding shotgun with us into the next hour. We're going to open the phones up on the collapse of the establishment. Both parties propping each other up, trying to divert the population with this Cowboys versus Redskins, Steelers versus the Giants distraction. And that's all that's happening here. Rock Howard, you were bringing up this race issue, and you're right. I go on Air America type stations in L.A., in Dallas, in New York, and I'll be on talking about the cap and trade and how bad it is for industry, and they say, caller after caller says, why do you hate black people? Why are you a racist? And I always say, well, I'm not on about that. This is like some type of cult or something. I've never heard it this crazy. Is the Libertarian Party getting accused of this?
I haven't seen that particular accusation, but we've been lumped in with a lot of other people they want to attack, like conservatives and so forth. And the presumption just seems to be, they seem to have a talking point right now that anybody who disagrees with us is the racist. And that's a pretty difficult thing to overcome, but, you know, it's pretty standard political practice.
But I also see it backfiring. I mean, anybody with half a brain is going to get sick of that. And by overusing the term racist, I think in a lot of ways it's actually legitimizing a lot of real racists, because this people are just sick of it. I mean, I think they're really crying wolf on this. I've got one more question for you in a moment, Rock, and I want to fire out the Libertarian Party, Travis County site, the national site as well. But I wanted to go back to Mike Rivera. We've got the head of the Libertarian Party here in Austin on dealing with this. Do you have any questions for him, Mike Rivera?
Well, I don't have a question, but I do have a comment, and you're absolutely right. This thing about screaming racism when any comment or criticism is directed at Obama's policies is going to backfire, mostly because, to use another example, Israel has for decades, anytime you comment or criticize their actions in Palestine or Lebanon, they come back and they say, oh, you just hate the Jewish people, you're anti-Semite, blah, 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 and they've so burned it out that it's not effective anymore, and people are recognizing that it was just another way of dodging the argument and trying to demonize critics. And because of that prior experience, I think the lifespan of using this tactic of screaming racism to critics of Barack Obama's administration, I think the lifespan can be clocked with an egg timer. I think it's already starting to come apart. People are seeing past that tactic and say, okay, they don't want to deal with the issues. What are they hiding?
All right. Thank you, Mike. We're going to go back to you in a moment. We let Rock Howard go here in just a second. Rock, overall, summing this up, do you think it's going to backfire on the establishment when they, A, try to say these spontaneous show, the public showing their disapproval, and B, do you think it's going to backfire when they keep trying to make it a partisan issue? I mean, as the people get more and more unhappy with this system, isn't the establishment going to have to be forced to admit that, no, actually the American people are against this whole big government agenda? Because the polls show the American people are against all of this.
Well, there's a big step there that's undefined. You know, are we actually going to have the people rise up and get change or not? And I, in my heart of hearts, I want to believe it. But, you know, will it actually happen? I can't predict.
Well, let me ask it this way, Rock Howard, chairman of the Travis County Libertarian Party. Are you seeing increased interest in the party? Are you seeing more activism? Because I know all I see is exploding approval for my show, once seen as extremely radical. I know all I'm seeing is massive increases in visits to my websites and people getting my videos and books. And every other activist I talk to says that it's like we're riding a rocket or something. I mean, what are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing more interest in people wanting to run for office as libertarian. And that is that kind of makes sense. In this particular battle, there are going to be a certain number of people who want to try to make a change using the political mechanism as currently defined. It's a difficult road to go, but that's the road we're trying to push. There are a lot of people who are just so fed up with politics. They don't really want to be involved with any party or with running for office and so forth.
Well,
there's just a certain type of mentality where they do want to do that, and we are pleased that more and more people do want to get involved in that particular way, and we're able to make, you know, we're able to get them on the ballot and able to say what needs to be said.
Well, we've got the Travis County Libertarian Party website up on screen. It's austinliberty.org. Is that the right site to have?
Austinliberty.org, austinliberty.com. And certainly we encourage people who are interested in our local activities, which are numerous, to sign up for our little email list we send out every Sunday.
Well, Rock, in closing, I want your take on this, and we're going to let you go. I know you're at work. It's this. A lot of people have a long view of history. The establishment does. That's why they've won. I believe we should work on the long view of history, getting involved in parties, running for political office, get involved in the medium view of history, kind of what you guys are doing, but also get involved in the on-the-streets activism, just saying no, just shattering the facade that the public believes in what's happening or the public is passive and is going to put up with this. Because if we don't back the establishment off, I do see serious bloody revolution in this country. And I want to avert that because I believe the establishment will use that to their own aims. Your view on bloody revolution?
Well, we're trying to do a political change without, you know, requiring a bloody revolution. But, of course, we've been warned by Jefferson on down that, you know, sometimes you have to take things into your hands. So people should be prepared for all eventualities.
All right. What's the best national site for the Libertarian Party?
Well, you can start with lp.org to get a hold of our national information. Here in Texas, there's lptexas.org. Those are good places to start. And if you want to get involved and run for office, that's mainly what we do is get people set up to run for office. Just let us know.
And you guys are winning more and more. But just to be clear, you've talked to the hierarchy locally, the Libertarian Party. It's a big party here in Austin. And no one you know was involved in this or even knew of it, but you kind of wish you guys would have known, because it's not dirty to want to go to an open house at a grocery store with a congressman.
No, we urge our people to go to these type of events all the time, but this particular event, the notion that we particularly organize or even discuss this particular event with and to create what Doggett refers to as a mob. I mean, we had no such plan. That's just his signature. He doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't understand the power of these ideas that are starting to grip people. And, you know, maybe this is his first wake-up call. We'll see.
All right, Rock Howard, you're doing a great job. The local party, keep it up. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Now, folks, I just remembered sitting here that I confronted Lloyd Doggett, and it's viral on the Internet. I think I've seen it on the web. Google Alex Jones confronts Lloyd Doggett at HEB in North Austin. You're going to get to see Alex Jones with the guns, though. This is the Alex Jones of like 12 years ago. So we're going to play that later. But the reason I'm spending so much time on this, with the flu pandemic coming down on us and the talk of martial law and FEMA camps openly being built and hiring military for it, we're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes. The reason I'm spending so much time on this today is this is the cracks in the facade. More and more of it breaking, more and more light coming in. Everything Mike's been talking about. Mike, I believe the incredible success of Obama was people's desperation for change. Now that we know he's a fraud, that looks like it's going to accelerate the explosive anger. You were an Obama supporter. You've been waking up. Can you speak to that transformation?
Well, definitely. I mean, we came down once again to the lesser of two evils. I mean, I was a Ron Paul supporter until it was obvious he was not going to be allowed to play. And when it came down to a choice between McCain and Obama, I sort of marginally said, okay, I think Obama, because he was selling change and selling hope, and that's really what we needed. Obviously, since then, he's been an incredible disappointment to everybody. His poll numbers are plunging. He's already down in Bush country. And I think it is accelerating. And I think when he won the election, because he'd been so oversold, a lot of people were saying that if he wasn't walking on water by the end of that first week, he was going to be in trouble. And since then, of course, obviously, he's completely failed his promise to end the wars. He has just basically kept the U.S. going on the same path it's been going before. And, of course, there's this tremendous disaffection with Obama and his policies, and it's got nothing to do with his skin color. But like I said, it's just a convenient deflection device. And there's still, I think, the ultimate reason that this government is on its way out, they're still trying to play the game by the rules and methods that worked back in the 1960s and the 1970s. This whole swine flu scare is designed to make us forget all about the economy and the wars and everything and run to Big Daddy government saying, please save me from imminent death. It's just a game to make us psychologically dependent on the government, because we have lost that psychological dependence. We all used to be addicted to the government. We've broken that addiction. We've had an intervention thanks to radio shows and blogs like yours and mine. And the American people are saying, you know, we really don't need this drug called the federal government anymore. And it's time to, you know, go cold turkey on this situation. And so the government is trying to find some way to re-addict us to them on the psychological basis, and none of it's working, and that's why they're in a panic.
Well, the main reason that we are becoming unaddicted and kicking the habit is, just like with heroin or cocaine or alcohol or cigarettes, it starts making you feel so bad, it starts screwing your life up so bad, they kept pushing and squeezing and more and stealing and robbing, and it got so incredibly obvious, and staging terror attacks to make us love them. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And now people are waking up, but I'm concerned because this abusive creature, this pimp, is going to get really aggressive to try to get us back on the plantation. And I think that when he tries to break our jaw, we've got to stand up to him and say, look, I'm not your whore anymore. I mean, I think it really just comes down to that. I mean, all these videos of cops framing people for no reason and laughing about it. We're human beings with I mean, cops all the time beat people up and then charge you with assaulting them and then on squad car video talk about how they're going to frame you. I mean, the whole system is beginning to collapse. It's going to happen.
That's exactly right here. I mean, the politicians like to talk about, oh, these people are objecting to this or that policy. No, we're past caring about any of the fine details. The American people are just tired of the system as a whole. They see it as obsolete, as a Cold War relic. It really should have been allowed to fade away at the same time the USSR did. It is time to move on to something new and better.
Yeah,
and
that's it. The Cold War meat grinder wants to feed on us now. That's what NORTHCOM is turning the military. I mean, it's not enough we give all our money to the military industrial complex and the banks. Now that we've got to be their actual slaves with troops marching and tanks driving around, suddenly all over the country it's on the news, oh, the army's going to be in the town now with tanks driving around. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, look how hard they're trying to reignite war with Russia. I mean, we were all buddy-buddy with the new Russian republics, and now all of a sudden when they can't sell the war on terror and the war on global warming, now they're trying to create a war with Russia. This government cannot exist unless it's in the process of killing somebody and making us pay for it. And that's really what's coming to an end at this point, because the American people are tired of paying for it. They're tired of bleeding for it. They don't understand why it's our job to go around the world killing brown people.
Excellent points, Mike. Just excellent points. Let's start getting into these video clips because I want to take some calls and also shotgun through some other news. In Houston, they're proposing cameras in citizens' homes. That's Houston Chronicle and local TV. Just out, England says if parents are going to be allowed to have kids, that all the homes will have a camera that Child Protective Services watches 24 hours a day. This is mainstream news out of KFYI television. It's mainstream news out of other major publications. In fact, guys, pull up on screen, UK government installs surveillance cameras in private homes, and then, because I didn't print the whole story, reprint it for me, and link through to the mainstream news article they link to. The mainstream media is with a straight face reporting that we have to have cameras in our houses now. That's what this textbook says. All children will be taken at birth and raised in government facilities. Most will be sterilized. Only a select few will be tested and allowed to have children. I mean, this is the scientific dictatorship. The government is in competition with the family, with everything. These are control freaks. What is total Pentagon domination? It's the end of the family. Everyone with shaved heads, THX1138, Brave New World. All those movies, all those books, the writers of them admitted it all came from this stuff. This is real. You cannot underestimate the power and the darkness and the evil of these people. Okay, but that's coming up. Let's go ahead and go to the first clip here. Here is the Citizens Saturday, 2 miles from where I sit, at the Randalls off Brody, sitting there, and he's trying to leave. He has just said, I don't care if you're all against it. I'm going to vote for the health care. Here it is. Chasing out in the parking lot. Keep it going. Now look, that's the majority of the people. That is the majority of the people. And my neighbor said it was almost the entire crowd. I mean, look at this. Hundreds of people, and they're all against him. They're sick of his crap. Now, the media says this is a mob, this is fake, this is staged. It was not staged. It was not fake. Let's play another clip now. Let's go ahead and play Castle. Now, whether you believe in the birther thing or not, and Mike doesn't, I'm just looking at it. I agree with him. It looks like it's suspect, but I'm not against those that are looking at it, though. Here is Congressman Castle. Now, I've talked to the guy that shot this video. Turns out he's a listener. He's sending us the raw footage. He said 85, 90% of the crowd were booing and yelling at him on other issues before this. This is nonpartisan. They're just, nothing they say is believed. Here it is.
Congressman Castle, I want to know, I have a birth certificate here from the United States of America saying I am an American citizen with a seal on it, signed by a doctor with a hospital administrator's name, my parents, my date of birth, the time, the date. I want to go back to January 20th, and I want to know, why are you people ignoring his birth certificate?
We come back, we'll finish like 30 seconds. Then he says, I believe Obama's a real citizen. They all booing. Now what, regardless of what you think of the birther issue, the people don't buy anything these crooks say. Mike Rivero, stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
People are talking about Governor Ventura's conspiracy TV show coming out. It is going to be airing on Truth TV, and I'm going to be interviewed for some of the episodes, so I can't wait to be on TV with Jesse Ventura. Certainly fighting the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And we got Mike Rivera with us for 30 minutes into the next hour. We do have William that shot the footage you're seeing popping in for a couple minutes in the next segment. Just another witness. This is nonpartisan. The people don't believe anything the government says. Here it is. The rest of it, where they're booing him.
One comment that bites. You're referring to the president there. He is a citizen of the United States.
And then it goes on from there. The majority of the crowd booing. Now, Mike, after our guest leaves, we'll talk about the birther issue, because I know you've been critical of it. We posted your articles up on InfoWars.com, the WhatReallyHappened.com stories. But regardless, again, this is illustrating what you said. People aren't buying anything. If government said the sky was blue and that water was wet and that Keebler elves like cookies, people wouldn't believe it now.
And you're absolutely right. And the problem is the government has lied to the people so many times now that if there were a real, genuine emergency, the government cannot govern us because we're not going to go along. We don't dare take the risk of being made fools of again. And this is a government which is no longer effective. They've tried, they've ruled us with deception and trickery so long, we don't want to fall for it any longer. If something really bad really did happen and the government tried to marshal the American people in a given direction, even for their own good, it's not going to work because they've lost the trust of the American people. And this means even in the best of intentions, this government cannot function any longer.
Well, Mike, that's my next question I want your take on. We open the phones up. I want to understand this from the listeners, from their perspective. Mexico, North Korea, just because people lose faith doesn't mean that the elites get kicked out, just the society collapses. And the elite look like they know that's going to happen, and they're just going to own the police state and be in power in their armored compounds. But this is different. Our history is different. We're armed. We have this history of freedom. This is going to be an explosive mix, Mike. I don't think we're going to end up like Mexico. I think it's going to end up being an absolute bloodbath.
Well, I tend to lean toward another direction. I agree we're not going to end up like Mexico or North Korea. We could see a revolution, hopefully as fast as the one in Romania. But I really do think ultimately that we're going to see the U.S. government basically collapse the way the USSR did with very little bloodshed.
I hope so.
And I really do hope that that is our final outcome. But if there is going to be a bloody revolution, I think it'll be over as quickly as the one in Romania was.
Well, you know, the issue is the enemy has seen what they're doing. They're sociologists, they're psychologists, and they're gearing up, it seems, wanting to have a fight. And, I mean, I don't have some macho strain in me that wants to go out and go up against a bunch of tough guys who are into that, because I know it's going to happen to me and them. I don't know if the tough guys realize this, that fighting people on the right is not like chasing some bank robbers around or going after some meth heads. And when they start trying to break up families and send people to camps, I would not want to be the FBI HRT. I would not want to be the local military. I mean, history actually shows that a highly armed guerrilla force will just smash them.
Well, I'd like to respond to that. First of all, if we let the government decide when a violent confrontation is going to take place, we will lose it, because the government is going to basically control the high ground and they're going to control the decision making. But in the end, we, the American people, don't need to march into Washington, D.C. to defeat the federal government, because along with all of that incredible debt, we've got all this foreign investment here in the United States that stays here only because the government has convinced investors it's safe here. So all a revolution has to do to win, they don't have to conquer, they just have to survive, the way Castro did in Cuba. Castro,
I just want them
to
get off our back. They've got us cornered attacking us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.